Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Samurai Kids No. 2, Owl Ninja, by Sandy Fussell, performed by Joshua Swanson. Chapter 1, Drumbeat.
"Someone's coming!" Taji yells. I reach Taji first, not because I'm the fastest. I'm good at many things, but running isn't one of them. It's hard to sprint with just one leg. I get there fast because I'm practicing sword thrusts only a hop away. I peer into the valley and see a short, stocky figure making his way up the mountain path.
"Who is it?"
Kyoko flops onto the grass. Miko, Nezume, and Yoshi arrive, pushing and shoving one another out of the way. Like an upended bowl of rice noodles, they land in a tangled mess beside me. I've got really good eyes because in my heart I am the white crane, able to spot a beetle on the ground from the air. My sight takes wing, soaring deep into the valley. But I don't know how Taji does it. How can a blind kid see it all? When I asked him, he laughed at me.
"You have to listen, Nia. You are much too noisy to see with your ears."
It's true. I like to laugh and jump and yell.
"Ay-ya! Ay-ya!"
When I am practicing, the white crane screeches out across the Ryu. Even when I'm sleeping, Miko has to poke me in the ribs because I snore louder than a pond full of frogs.
"It's Master Onaku," I announce.
"Why is the swordsmith coming?"
Yoshi voices the question we all want to ask.
Master Onaku is Sensei Kiyaga's oldest friend, and it's always a special occasion.